السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم. طيب، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. We are on our book مقدمة الرسالة by الإمام أبو محمد ابن أبي زيد القيرواني رضي الله عنه. And he said at the beginning, الحمد لله الذي ابتدع الإنسان بنعمته. الحمد لله الذي ابتدع الإنسان بنعمته وصوره في الأرحام بحكمته وأبرزه إلى رفقه وما يسره له من رزقه وعلمه ما لم يكن يعلمه وكان فضل الله عليه عظيما ونبأه بآثار صنعته وأعذر إليه على ألسنة المرسلين الخيرة من خلقه فهدى من وفقه بفضله وأضل من قبله بعدله ويسر المؤمنين لليسرى وشرح صدورهم للذكرى فآمنوا بالله بألسنتهم ناطقين وبقلوبهم مخلصين وبما أتتهم به رسله وكتبه عاملين وتعلموا ما علمهم ووقفوا عندما حد لهم واستغنوا بما أحل لهم عما حرم عليهم. أما بعد، أعاننا الله وإياك على رعاية ودعائه وحفظ ما أودعنا من شرائعه فإنك سألتني أن أكتب لك جملة مختصرة من واجب أمور الديانة مما تنطق به الألسنة وتعتقده القلوب وتعمله الجوارح وما يتصل بالواجب من ذلك من السنن من مؤكدها ونوافلها ورضائلها وشيء من الآلام منها وجمل من أصول الفقه وقلوني على من تبدو من مالك الحدث وأسأله الله تعالى وطريقته مع ما سهل سبيل ما أشكل من ذلك من تفسير الراسخين وبيان المتفهمين لما رغبت فيه من تعليم ذلك للولدان كما تعلمهم حروف القرآن ليسبق إلى قلوبهم من فهم دين الله وكرامه ما ترجى له بركته وتحمد له عاقبته. وأجبتك إلى ذلك لما أردوته لنفسي ولك من ثواب من علم دين الله أو دعا إليه. I think this was where we started. This is the Muqaddimah of الرسالة One of the teachers who taught students had requested Imam to write some African teacher. So, in Wajah Ibn from the things that are compulsory in the matters of the religion, compulsory things, one of the scholars asked Ibn Abi Zayd Al-Qayrawan to write those things that are compulsory. Mean bad than people who didn't have a sin. From those things that the mouth say, that the tongue is utter, but that the people will glue. And he has believed. What Aman will tell you, those things that the lips walk upon. So, three things. Tell me about the things that I should believe as a Muslim, the things I should say, and the things that my lips should walk upon. Yomaya possibly wajibin min dhalika min as-sunani. And those things that are connected to the obligations. Tell me the obligations that I must say, that I must believe, and that my lips must walk upon. Tell me also those things that are sunnah. They are not compulsory, but they are encouraged. Those of them that are from the emphasized sunnah, from the emphasized sunnah, that's why he said, Muhaqqiha. Those of them that have been emphasized in the Sharia, tell me about it. And those of them that are not emphasized, but they are from the Sunnah, tell me about it. These were the requests that Ibn Abi Zayd got. وَشَيْءٍ مِنْ أَعْدَابِ مِنَ الْأَعْدَابِ مِنْهَا And some of the manners of the religion. So you can see the stratification. Tell me things that are compulsory. Tell me things that are Sunnah. From the Sunnah, tell me those ones that are emphasized. Tell me those ones that are not emphasized. Also, tell me the things of manners are there that are connected to the deen. Tell me. So these were the requests. So he also requested, he says, وَجُمَلِ مِنْ أُسُولِ الْفِقْهِ وَمُنُونَ لِي عَلَى مَذْهَبِ الْإِمَامِ مَعَلِكِ بِنْ أَنَسِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَطَرِيقَتِهِ Likewise, some matters of knowledge, issues regarding pursuing the foundations of it itself. Those guidelines that help them to determine what is compulsory, what is encouraged, what is affirmed, encouraged practice as soon as they How do they know that? These are issues on the Sunni, our Wafununi, and its various aspects. Tell me about them. It was a request that Ibn Abi Zayd got. And like we said, it was less than 20 when he got that request. Less than 20. Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani got the request to write down these issues when he was less than 20 years old. And the person who is requesting him to write these things, he wants to teach children this. So the person who will write a book that an elderly person will employ to teach children is himself less than 20. Our own boy is less than 20. What are they doing? They are pressing phone and playing games. May Allah forgive us. Most young boys before 20 are playing games. They are busy with games, whether on the phones or on the TV sets. Games before 20, they are busy with games. May Allah protect us. So the Sheikh says, when I did that, I was doing it to conform with the madhab of who? Imam Umani. All those things you asked me to write, I'll write them upon the madhab. You asked me to write them upon the madhab of Imam Umani. He also said, Ma'ama sahhala sabila ma'ashkala min balik min tasir al-rasati وبيان لمتفكه. Two things also I will include in this video. The name of the book itself is what? Al-Risala. The name of the book itself is what? Al-Risala. The part we want to read from it is the Muqaddimah of what? Al-Risala. So what he's talking about here is the entire content of what Al-Risala is. The entire content of Al-Risala is what Ibn Abi Zayd is talking about. This so it includes issues of belief, issues, things that I can say, things that I should act upon from the obligations, then things that are sunan al-mu'attada and then mu'attada manubat, sunan that are composed and affirmed, sunan that are not affirmed, and then the issues of adab, manas. All of these I will write them upon the madhab of who? Al-Imam Malik. While I write that, there are some two things that will make those things easy. Tafsir al-Rasikhin, the explanations of the well-grounded scholars, al-Rasikhin, the one who is well-grounded, the Tafsir, I'll be bringing them to explain some things. And then Bayan al-Mutafakkih, likewise, the explanation of the scholars of it. I will be citing them. He was less than 20. He will be citing Tafsir al-Rasikhin and Bayan al-Mutafakkih to explain some things that may not be clear inside it. He said, Rahimahullah, لِمَا رَضِفْتَ فِيهِ مِنْ تَعْلِيمِ ذَلِكَ الْإِلْمِدَانِ. I know that what you want to use this book for, Al-Risala, is to teach children Wildan, to teach children كَمَا تُعَلِّمُهُ حُرُوفَ الْقُرْآنِ. You want to teach them Aqidah, you want to teach them Ibadah, the things that are composed, the things that are Sunan al-Muqaddada, the things that are Manubat. You want to teach them Adab. Just like كَمَا تُعَلِّمُهُ حُرُوفَ الْقُرْآنِ, as you are teaching them Quran, Alif Lam Mim, they repeat after you, Alif Lam Mim. The way you are teaching them that is the same way you want to teach them what? You want to teach them the wajibat, you want to teach them the as-sunan al-mu'akkada, you want to teach them the mandubat, you want to teach them the adab. There's a major point of benefit here. And that is the fact that don't just be teaching the Quran to the students, not just about tahfidh. How about other issues in the religion? How to observe salah? We'll come back to that, inshallah. Teachers who teach children, don't restrict your teaching of the children to Quran alone. Teach them salat and other things they need in their deen. Teach them the matters of their aqidah. Believe in Allah. Teach them manners, adab. Teach them as sunan al-mu'akkada. Like rak'at al-fajr, it is sunat al-mu'akkada. Like qiyam al-layl, it is sunat al-mu'akkada. Teach them, make sure they observe it. Teach them other mandubat, other encouraged things like fasting Monday and Thursday and other things. Teach them. Then teach them adab, manners. One of them stands up to drink with his left. Teach him, no, don't do that. Use your right. One of them spoils the wind. You know, it's common with children. What will the rest of the children do? One student passes wind, prank, in class. What will the rest of the students do? They will laugh, ha ha ha, it's bad. Hadith of Qadr Sa'il Muhammad. It is wrong to make a laughter when someone passes the wind. Do you know? It contradicts the sunnah of the Messenger. So the teacher teaches them, no, don't do that. It contradicts the sunnah to do that. You don't laugh at the person who passes the wind. And so on. So he teaches them the wajibat, the itiqadat, the sunnah of mu'akkada, the manubat, the adab. But you know, if we say the teacher should teach adab, He himself must be mu'addab. He himself must be a person who has manners. Someone who does not have manners cannot teach manners. You can't give what you don't have. You can be talking about it, but you can't teach it. You can't pass it on because you don't have it. So the duty of being a teacher is a very, very good one. Very, very good. Very good. So those are the things that Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani had in mind when he wrote the book. I have compiled all of these because I know that your interest is upon that. Your interest is upon teaching that to children. Just as you teach them the verses, the letters of the Quran. He asked for ila qulubihim min fahmi dinillahi wa shara'ihi. So that they yastiqa ila qulubi, so that the first thing that quickly comes to their mind is what? Ma turja lahu barakatuhu wa tuhmadu lahu akibatuhu. Yastiqa ila qulubi min fahmi dinillahi wa shara'ihi. So that the first thing that will come in the mind of these children is what? Fahmu dinillah. An understanding of the religion of Allah. Wa shara'ihi, and the legislations of Allah. The deen of Allah is legislations. Turja lahum barakatuhu. We hope that when they understand the deen, turja lahum barakatuhu. We hope that the barakah, the blessings of the deen, the blessings of understanding the deen will come to them. Wa tuhmadu lahum akibatuhu. And the end of their affairs will be praiseworthy. If they understand the deen, if they know the rules of Allah, the legislations of Allah, our hope is that they will gain lessons from it. Our hope is that the end of their affairs will be good. Because now they understand the religion of Allah, they understand the legislations of the religion of Allah. So he says, for Adamtuka ila dhali. So I agreed to write the book. I answered and wrote the book. Lima rajautuhu li nafsi walaka min thawabi man allama din Allah. And one of the reasons that pushed me to write the book is that I hope in what? Li nafsi walaka min thawabi man allama din Allah. I hope that I and you will get the reward of the person who teaches another person the religion of Allah. Meaning that my writing this book, my intention is that I will gain the reward of someone teaching the religion. So when you write a book with the intention of teaching the religion of Allah. You want to explain the religion of Allah. Wada'a ilayhi. You want to invite onto the religion. Those were the things in the mind of Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani when he wrote the book. He went on and said, wa'alam, you should understand, O teacher, anna khayr al-qulubi aw'aha lil-khayr. Wa'alam, understand this fact, anna khayr al-qulubi aw'aha lil-khayr. You should understand that the best of the hearts of men, aw'aha lil-khayr, the one that is most containing of goodness. If you ask us now, start checking the hearts of each and every one of us. The best mind is the mind with the biggest goodness inside it. If you start looking at the heart, which one has the biggest goodness inside it? That is the best mind. The one that fears Allah most. The one that's most patient. The one that's most forgiving. The one that has the most of the Quran. The one that most carries an understanding of the Sunnah. The heart that combines all of these best amongst all of us seated here. That is the best mind. Understand this fact. The best mind is a mind that mostly contains the most of the good. The more goodness in your mind, the better your mind. It says, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ خَيْرَ قُلُوبِ أَوْعَهَا لِلْخَيْرِ. You should recognize this fact. The best of the hearts of people is the one that mostly contains goodness. وأرجى القلوب للخير أرجى القلوب للخير ما لم يسبق الشر إليه ما لم يسبق الشر إليه أرجى القلوب للخير ما لم يسبق الشر إليه. The hearts that we mostly hope goodness for, the biggest hope for goodness of all the hearts of the people, that is the heart that evil has not touched it. Lam yasbiq sharru ilayhi. If you have two hearts, one heart has been upon evil, this heart has never been upon evil at all. Which is the best heart? The one that has never touched evil before. That is the best heart. So this is the heart that we are hoping for goodness for. Why? It has never been dirty. This one has been dirty. It has gone to dry clean. This one has never been dirty at all. So our hope for goodness is more in this one that has never been dirty than this heart that had been dirty sometime but was cleansed. We hope for goodness. So meaning that if we have children, let it be that the first thing they will learn is goodness. So when their heart contains goodness first, we have more hope than a heart that was containing themes and games first. Two hearts. One heart, the parents were allowing him to indulge in themes, games. He knows the names of all the musicians in this world. He knows the names of all footballers. That was one heart. The other heart does not know anything except Quran. Our hope for this second heart to be upon goodness is more than the hope for the second heart. And Allah does what He wills. You understand my reading that much? So I'm explaining what the Shaykh says. It's wa'alam anna khair al-qulubi awa'aha lil-khair. You should understand. The best heart is the one that has most of goodness inside it. Wa'arja al-qulubi lil-khair. The heart that we mostly are hopeful for goodness, is ma'alam yasbiq. Ma lam yasbiq sharru ilayhi. Is that heart that evil has never touched. Our hope for that heart is small. Wa awla ma uniya bihi an-nasihun wa raghiba fihi. Wa raghiba fi ajrihi ar-raghibun. إيصال الخير إلى قلوب أولاد المؤمنين ليمسخ فيها أولى ما عني به الناصحون ورغب في أجره الراغبون إيصال الخير إلى قلوب أولاد المؤمنين ليمسخ فيها. الإمام سيد رحمه الله أولى ما عني به An-nasihun are those who give sincere advice. Nasih. Any person who gives sincere advice. Awla ma'uniya bihi. The most important thing that they pay attention to. Wa raghiba fi ajri. The most important thing that they hope to gain rewards from. Ar-raghibi. Those who gain rewards. And nasihun, those who give sincere advice, and arrogant, those who hope for good rewards. Those who give sincere advice, the most important thing they pay attention to. Likewise, those who want to gain rewards, those who give sincere advice, those are the nasihun. Arrogant, those who are desirous, who crave good deeds and rewards. These two people, the first thing and the most important thing to them is إِصَالُ الْخَيْرِ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِ أَوْلَادِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. These two people, those who give sincere advice, they like goodness for others. And those who also want reward for themselves. The most important thing to them is to bring goodness. Is to bring goodness to bring goodness to the hearts of the children of the Muslims. So that goodness can take a place inside that heart. So that goodness can become deep-rooted inside that heart. So if you find someone who likes goodness for people, if you find someone who is desirous of rewards, what are the most important things to him? How can I benefit children? And the biggest of those who paid attention to that was the Prophet Muhammad. Abdullah ibn Abbas wrote once behind the Prophet Muhammad. He says, "Kuntu radifa al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Or "Kuntu radifa al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." One day I rode behind the Prophet Muhammad. What did the Prophet say to him? "Ya Abula, inni u'allimuka kalimat." Oh young boy, let me teach you some things. This is the way of the nasihun, the way of people who give sincere advice. And it is the way of the ragibu, the way of the people who are desirous of rewards. What is that? Insari bithay ila kulubi awladi al-mu'minin. Bringing goodness to the hearts of children of Muslims, like the Prophet did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was advising Abdullah ibn Abbas, "Ya Abdullah, inni u'allimuka kalimat." Oh, little young boy, let me teach you something. He was writing with the Messenger alayhi wa sallam. So this is the way of the people who like goodness for others. Now, second, this is the way of the people who crave for rewards. What is their way? Bringing goodness into the mind of the children of the Muslims. So that goodness can take roots in the hearts of those children. Every learned person you find likes children. Every learned person you find, online, my experience, they like children. When they say it to yourself, come, they want to give him something he put in his mind. You can ask him, "Are you reading Quran?" "Yes." "Which is your best surah?" He says, "Which surah is his best? Which is your best surah?" "But Ahqaf is his best surah." There's a verse in Ahqaf. They start telling, "Do you know the meaning of Ahqaf?" That surah takes its name from a verse in the second or third page, upper right, when Allah spoke about the people of Ahqaf and their messenger that was sent to them. From that his best surah, he wants to tell him something about it. That boy will not forget. The boy will put it in his mind. He will suffer people. And that boy will never forget. I remember what some learned people told me. When I was a little young boy, 5, 6, 7, 8. One person I had met before me, Allah protect us. Because if it is evil too, that is how the boy will take the evil. Let me leave it aside. So for every person who likes to give sincere advice to people, and who is desirous of rewards, he wants to plant one good thing in the mind of children. If you meet a child, he wants to tell them something they will never forget. You know why that has to do with craving for rewards? In the future, when that boy becomes big, becomes old, he will be working with that thing. Maybe the old man has died, he will be giving the rewards. That Messenger alayhi salam told Ibn Abbas. You know for how many years Ibn Abbas lived? You know what that became in the mind of Ibn Abbas? Of taqwa, of knowledge, of tafsir, of wisdom, hikmah. Those brief words. You know what it became in the mind of Abdullah Ibn Abbas? So when you find children, you want to say something, you want to give them something. One danger about that is that don't allow your children to make you feel bad, because that's how that bad person too will put something in his mind that will spoil the boy or spoil the girl. Don't allow your children to mix with bad. Don't give it a try. Don't give it a chance. Because they can say or give something in the mind that will be in the mind of that boy forever. So always make sure that the children mix up with good people. Good people who will benefit them, who will teach them the white bat, who will teach them the Sunanimu Akada, who will teach them the Manubat, who will teach them the Ada. These are the people you should live with your children, or you should live your children with. So the Imam said, Rahimahullah, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ خَيْرَ الْقُلُوبِ أَوْ أَحَالُ الْخَيْرِ. You should understand, the best of the heart is the heart that mostly carries goodness inside it. What is goodness? At-taqwa, as-sabr, and all of this. وَأَرْجَ الْقُلُوبِ لِلْخَيْرِ مَا لَمْ يَسْتِقِ الشَّرُّ إِلَيْهِ. And the heart that we mostly hope will attain goodness is that heart that has never been stained with evil. وَأَوْلَى مَا عُلِيَ بِهِ النَّاسِقُ. The most important thing that people who like to give sincere advice pay attention to. وَرَغِبَ فِي أَجْرِهِ الرَّغِبُ. That those who crave for rewards, the most important thing they want to crave rewards for is what? إِنْصَالُ الْخَيْرِ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِ أَوْلَادِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Bringing goodness into the hearts of the children of the Muslims. لِيَرْصَفَ فِيهَا. So that goodness will remain in that mind forever. وَتَنْبِيهُهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَعَالِمِ الْقِيَانَ. These people, يُنَبِّهُونَ الْأَوْلَادِ. We want to call the attention of the children. عَلَىٰ مَعَالِمِ الْقِيَانَ. They want to call their attention to the major things in worship. From the ma'alim of Diyana, from the ma'alim of Ubudiyya, is Nawaf. And the biggest of them is to understand Tawheed, to know who Allah is, to understand Abu Ubudiyya of Allah, to understand the Ubudiyya of Allah, to understand the names of Allah and His Sifat. These are the most important things. They want to call the attention of the children to them. They want to call the attention of children to the importance of showing esteem for the Quran. نَبِّهُونَهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَعَالِمِ الْقِيَامِ. From that is Qiyamul Layl. One very important thing about our deen is Qiyamul Layl. Qiyamul Layl. So from childhood, they want to teach the children, observe Qiyamul Layl, observe Nawafil. وَحُدُودِ الشَّرِيعَةِ. They also want to call the attention of children to حُدُودِ الشَّرِيعَةِ, the limits of the Sharia. Hey, don't do that. Allah doesn't like. Don't oppress. Allah doesn't like it. Don't beat your classmates. Allah doesn't like it. Don't cheat your junior. Allah doesn't like it. In some schools, the older ones be beating the younger ones. So, we experienced that in secondary school. Although, Allah always protects me. Wallahi, I never had a senior boy beating me before. Senior boys respect me even when I was a junior boy. The first thing is that I never do what will make you try to beat me. Shut up. I never do what will make you like to beat me. One of the things for which they beat junior boys, they say they are not talking. The chef are not talking. I taught him for 2 hours. The second thing they beat junior boys, they say your wife is dirty. We wore white and maroon red. You know white and maroon red. That's what we wore. My white is super clean anytime. I have 4 shirts. Super clean. The ironing can cut ears. Always. So when you escape those 2 things, then I don't walk on the block of senior students. Say, hey, come, you want to rough shoulder? Come here. They start beating you. When I have to go near the arm, I don't climb their block. I walk on their lawns. Because if you climb their block, they'll beat you. In fact, where you are climbing, they tell you to kneel down there. things like that. So I try to maintain a notice. Just go my way. Try to go your way, children. The children, the people who go your way. Elders to my Lord here. Dear Balagba, go Ferran in my Lord here. Go your way. Mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your business. In JS, we were the first JS set 1986. In JS, I will never play football with SS. If you play football with SS, if you dribble them, you beat you. So some boys want to show skill, they go and play football with SS. If you dribble them, they will beat you. At break time, I don't rush to where we buy things because I know senior students will rush them. So I will wait. When they finish buying, then I will go my own. I always avoid anything that complains us. No, I don't. And wallahi, till now, that's my lifestyle. I can avoid everybody here, not have anything to do with anybody. If that's worth to bring trouble, I mean, okay, let me just be going my own. Then I don't just want trouble with anybody. I don't want trouble with anybody. Let me just go my way. But that doesn't mean if you give me trouble, you will not get trouble. It doesn't mean so. It doesn't mean so intrinsically. The way we were born, our backgrounds. Hey, Uba Kimi is. Ogbodo Sope Omajile Dodo. Oki one. The first Oki is Omajile. You know what that means? Oki Kibawa. Now, that's where we have come from. Oki one. Oki Asimaro. So if I'm going my way, I'm just going my way. Please allow me go. So, in schools, senior students oppress the juniors. But when the teacher teaches them, he will be teaching the seniors not to oppress their juniors. The seniors, don't oppress your juniors. Because it is good. Your goal will match your fear. Good. Being unjust to another person, oppressing him. It will be darkness, shades of darkness for that person on the day of the year. He begins to tell him, don't do this, don't do this. So this is how Al-Nasihun and Al-Raghibun are. Al-Nasihun, Awla ma'uliya bihi Al-Nasihun, wa raghiba fi ajrihi Al-Raghibun, in sorrow, faith, love, movie, our lad, in moving, the young Safafi. Those who give sincere advice and who like goodness for others, and those who crave for rewards with Allah. The most important thing to them is in sorrow, faith, love, movie, our lad, in moving. They bring goodness to the hearts of the children of the believers, the young Safafi, so that goodness can take place inside their hearts. وَتَنْبِيهُهُمْ عَلَى مَعَالِمِ الْقِيَامِ. They will also be cautioning the students and calling their attention to مَعَالِمِ الْقِيَامِ, the major issues of the religion. This one is a major issue. Don't joke with it. This one is a serious issue in Sharia. Don't joke with it. They will be telling the children that وَحُدُودِ الشَّرِيَا. They will be telling the children about the limits of the Sharia. لِيُرَاضُ عَلَيْهَا. So that the students become gradually pleased with these things. They will know it out, that Allah does not like. One of the things common with children in schools is eating the food of the other one, beginning from his fish or his meat. They are both eating. One can collect this one. Say, I know why they collect it. I will slap you. This is oppression. Allah hates it. Ya ayyuhallatheena amanu la ta'kulu amwalakum bainakum bil batil. So the children will taught all these manners. Don't oppress yourself. Not that they are only going to be taught. It will be, we will be sure that those things are done. Be sure that no child oppresses the other child. Be sure that nobody oppresses the next person. So they will become gradually clean. If somebody doesn't say no, what you have in Allah does it. If the entirety of the sinners say no, what you have in Allah does it. Hey, stop that, stop that. Allah doesn't like that. One of it is slapping the person in the face. It's a sin doing with that. Even animals, a dog, a donkey, a horse, do you know it is prohibited for us to slap them in the face? Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar wrote an entire book on that. The prohibition of slapping an animal in the face. How about a human being? You are not even allowed to curse the face of a human being in the Sharia. To say, look at you, ugly idiot. It's not allowed in the Sharia. So the teachers begin to teach children these kinds of things, and they become pleased with it. Likewise, they will teach them ma alayhim, those things that are compulsory for them, and the atakida will be kulubu, those things that are compulsory for them to believe with their hearts, those things that their hearts must believe. From the things that the hearts of children must believe is that any person who does not believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a kafir. Any person who does not believe in Muhammad Rasulullah alayhi salam, that Muhammad is Rasulu Rabbil Alameen li Rabbil Alameen. Muhammad is a messenger of the Lord of all that exists for all of them too. There is a firqa al-Isawiyya. They believe that Muhammad was a messenger of Allah, but he is not sent to the Jews. So they believe that he is Rasulullah, but not Rasulu Rabbil Alameen, Lil Alameen. But it's not for all mankind. And the messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah told us in the Quran that وَمَا رَسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةَ لِلنَّاسِ. O Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, we have not sent you except to the entirety of human beings. Bashiran wa nazira. So Allah has sent Muhammad to the entirety of human beings. From the things children must understand in our own times today, every person who does not believe in Muhammad is a kafir and an enemy of Allah. Children must believe it. Any person who does not believe in Muhammad as Rasulullah, kafatin nas, to all human beings, but to the mankind and to the jinns, any person who does not believe it is a kafir and an enemy of Allah. From the things children must believe today is that ashaddu an-nas adawatan lil-ladhina amanu al-yahud, those who hate the Muslims most are the Jews, wal-ladhina ashraku, and the mushriku. The Jews hate Muslims so much. Know it, have it in your mind. Have it in mind also, any person who is upon kufur is min shabril bariyya. Inna alladhina kafaru min ahli al-kitab wal mushrikeena fi nari jahannama. What did he say? Khalidina fiha. What did he say? Abada. Ulaikahum sharrul bariyya. Those who don't believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you see on the streets, ulaika hum shabrul bariyya. Those are the worst human beings you can find on the earth. The worst things walking on the earth. From the things children must believe today, the non-Muslims who hate, who do not believe, not just that they hate, they do not believe in the Messenger alayhi sallam. Ulaika hum shabrul bariyya. You know why we are saying this now? Children must believe things, these things. These are from the usul of Iman Ikhwa. But the way things are going now, the world does not want to separate between Kuffar and Muslims again. They want Muslims to behave as if Kuffar Jews. We are all human beings. No, we are all human beings. But there are Kuffar, the enemy of Allah. And there are Mu'minun, the friends of Allah. And they are not the same. There are kuffar, the enemies of Allah, the enemies of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and the enemies of the Muslims, kuffar. And then there are mu'minun, there are ashabul yameen, there are ashabul shimal. The world is gradually making men, you know, not that we don't know, ulaika hum sharrul bariyya. Jazaa'uhum inda rabbihim jannat. Those are for the mu'minun. How about kufar?
Jahannam.
Two different things. Children must know this. So the teachers will teach them ma alayhim anya taqidahu min ad-din qulubuhum. Those things that are compulsory for their hearts to believe. These nasihun, these people who want goodness for children. Nasihun, ar-raqibuna fil ujur. Those people who crave for the rewards of goodness, they will be calling the attention of children to these issues. They will be telling them about it. Watamala bihi jawarihuhum. Those things that are compulsory for their limbs to do, like what? Like salah. They will be telling them, observe salah. You must observe salah. You must fast. The teachers will be telling them. فَإِنَّهُ رُوِيَ أَنَّ تَعْلِيمَ الصِّغَارِ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ يُطْفِئُ غَضَبَ اللَّهِ. Because it is narrated that when you teach children the book of Allah while they are young, يُطْفِئُ غَضَبَ اللَّهِ, it removes Allah's anger. He said, رُوِيَ. It has been reported. I have tried to search for this narration, but I have not seen it now. I'm still searching for it since 2 weeks ago. That ta'lim al-sighar li kitabillahi yutfi'u ghadab Allah. Teaching children the Quran removes the anger of Allah. Yes, it is true, because it is from the aspects of goodness. It is from the aspects of the things that Allah likes. Do we understand? But does it come as a hadith? I have not seen it until as I speak. وَأَنَّ تَعْلِيمَ الشَّيْءٍ فِي السِّجَارِ. It is also reported that teaching something while a child is small can نَقْشِفُ الْحَجَرِ. تَعْلِيمُ الشَّيْءٍ فِي السِّجَارِ can نَقْشِفُ الْحَجَرِ. Teaching something to someone who is still young can نَقْشِفُ الْحَجَرِ. It is like graving something on top of a stone. You know graving? Who knows graving? Graving something on top of a stone. The way you can write your name on top of a stone. What will happen to it? It will remain there, it will not be cleansed up. It's not like you use a pen or a chalk to write something. That one can be cleaned easily. But when it is engraved, it does not go off. Likewise, when you teach children the Quran from childhood, it's hardly frozen. It says, "Can nakshi in hajar?" It is like graving something on top of what? Engraving something on top of what? A stone. This atar, I have found it as a statement of Al Imam Al Hasan Al Basri, rahimahullah. He said, "Al hifzu fi sigar kan nakshi ala al hajari." الحفظ في السجر كالنقش على الحجر. He said, الحفظ في السجر, memorizing something as a little young boy, كالنقش في الحجر, it's like engraving something on top of a stone, it will hardly go away. As an individual, I always remember many things that we memorized when we were kids. There are a lot of songs we still remember, and we are not making the muraja of those songs. Many of us, Papa 40, Papa 50, there. Rain, rain, go away. Come again another day. Little children want to play. Do we remember this? When last did you do the muraja of it? It does not mean muraja. Yam, fufu, hot. Yam fufu cold, yam fufu in the pot, 9 days old. The love rice hot. Do you have brother who read this? Did you read it? Abu Aisha, you read yam fufu hot, yam fufu cold. When did we do the muraja of yam fufu hot? Yam? I went to a Methodist primary school. I still remember many things in him, ancient and modern. Hymns. There are many parts of it that I remember. Psalms. There are selected psalms. They force us to memorize. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the lands. Do you remember it? O come, O ye faithful. You remember it? See that? All things right and beautiful. Do you remember them? When did we make Muraja our business? We did not make Muraja, but they are inside our mind. Why? Because that time we were young. The things we just gain in our minds. Al Hifzu Bisigari and Nakshi Alan Haja. What you memorize as a little young boy is like an engravement on top of what? A stone. It will not go. It will be there. One boy memorized Quran before age 9. Age 9 and 9 days. He made Muraja. Someone said when he reads Quran, he does not make Muraja. Why? Because the time that he got busy with the Quran, he was a little young boy. He didn't know any other thing apart from Quran. So those things will remain. Even if he becomes an elder, when they read those things, they are reminding me of something. You know when I memorized that? Why? Because it was memorized when the boy was young. So that is why teaching the children to read when they are young is important. Because they keep those things in their mind. They live upon it. It becomes part and parcel of them. They hardly forget it. Imam Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani said, وَقَدْ مَثَّلْتُ لَكَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. And I have given a like of these issues, these things that the children should be taught as children. I have given an example of them, a part of them. مَا يَنْتَفِعُونَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ بِحِبْدِهِ. What if they memorize this game? So Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani said, if children memorize Al-Risala, they will do what? يَتَّفِعُونَ بِهِ. They will gain a lot. وَيَشْرُفُونَ بِعِلْمِهِ. And they will become honorable by learning it. Their learning it will bring them honor. وَيَسْعَدُونَ بِإِتِقَادِهِ وَالْعَمَلِ بِهِ. يَسْعَدُونَ. They will be glad and happy and successful by believing those things and working upon them in thy life. And of course from childhood. وَقَدْ جَاءَ أَنْ يُؤْمَرُوا بِالصَّلَاةِ. It has also been reported that the children should be commanded to observe Salah لِسَبْعِسِينِ when they are 7 years old. That was a piece of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who reported the hadith? Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As and wrote Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and a companion who did not report any hadith except this hadith. That companion, his son reported it from him. That son did not report any other hadith except this. That son, his own son too reported hadith. And he has not reported any hadith except this. That companion was Sabra ibn Ma'bad al-Juhani. Sabra ibn Ma'bad al-Juhani. He said that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muru awladakum bis-salah wa hum abna'u. Sab'isi, Muru awladakum bis-salah. Command your children to observe salah. Wa hum abna'u sab'isi. When they are kids of 7 years old, command them to observe Salah. Ulama say, if you will command them to observe Salah at 7, when will you start teaching them Salah? The command, hey, Sama, stand up and pray. We'll start at 7. When will he know how to pray? Definitely before 7. Think well. One of the scholars, Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Ali Ibn Adam, in his sharh on Sunan al-Tirmidhi, because this hadith also occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. He says one of the benefits of this hadith is that parents should pay attention to the date of birth of their children. Why? Sharia has connected a kind of worship for you regarding your children depending on the date of birth of that child. Meaning that the Sharia also pays attention to paying attention to what date of birth. Someone can ask you, hey, come, do I need to know the date of birth of my children? Say, yes. They say, hey, one day, Salafis. Salafis today. Why do I have, what is the proof? The hadith that Muru awladakum bis salah wa hum abna'u sab'i, command your children to pray when they are 7 years old. So he will ask you, how does that show that I must know the date of birth of my children? How does that show it? If you don't know the date of birth of your child, how do you know when he becomes 7? That is how the scholars bring evidences from narrations. Young people say, Koseri, Koseri, Eriwa Oman. Eriwa Oman, but you don't know this. The same thing sometimes people think, Eriwa, Eriwa, Kisha. So one of the things we learned from that is that parents must know the date of birth of their children. Know the date of birth of your children. What is the hadith? What is the evidence? The Prophet said, teach them alayhi salatu salam salah by 8:7. If you must teach them salah at 8:7, then you must do what? You must know their age. Likewise, if you must command them to observe salah at 8:7, when will you start teaching them salah? You must have started teaching them before 7. I hope that that is clear. So he said, alayhi salatu salam, Muru awladakum bis salah. وهم أبناء سبع سنين واضربوهم عليها وهم أبناء عشرين مروا أولادكم بالصلاة. Command them to pray when they are 7. واضربوهم عليها وهم أبناء عشرين. If they don't observe the salah, what should you do? Flog them. When should you flog them? Ibrahim, when should you flog them for salat? Age 10. At age 10, if they are not observing salat, flog. Age 10, if they are not observing salat, flog. Flog them if they are not observing salat. Flog. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَهُمْ فِي الْمَضَرِ. At age 10, your girls and your boys should stop sleeping at the same bed. Age 10. Make your children sleep on different beds. Age 10. Boys, age 8. Everybody different. At age 10. So Al-Imam Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani says, وَقَدْ مَثَلْتُ لَكَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. From all of these things that I was saying that children need to know, I have mentioned some of them. مَا يَنْتَفِعُونَ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ بِهِدْهِ. Some of them that if they memorize it, the children will gain from it, inshallah. وَيَشْرُفُونَ بِهِدْهِ. And they became honorable people when they learn it. وَيَسْعَدُونَ بِهِدْهِ وَالْعَمَلِهِ. They will be glad, they will be happy, they will be successful when they believe these things and they walk with it. وَقَدْ جَاءَ أَنْ يُؤْمَرُوا بِالصَّلَاةِ لِسَبْعِ سِنِينَ. It has been reported, it has occurred that we should command children to observe salah. It has been reported that they should be commanded to observe salah, the service, when they are 7 years old. وَيُدْرَبُوا عَلَيْهَا لِعَشْرًا. The parents have also been commanded that يُدْرَبُوا عَلَيْهَا. The children should be beaten regarding salah, لِعَشْرًا, when they are 10 years old. Their beds should also become separate at age 10. فَكَذَلِكَ يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُعَلَّمُوا مَا فَرَضُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ مِنْ قَوْلٍ وَعَمَلٍ قَبْلَ بُلُوغِهِمْ. He said, likewise, as it is important for us to command them to observe Salah at 7, and beat them with that. Ulama say this command for salah, it's not just salah, it is command that obligatory duties should be observed. It only mentions salah as one example and the most important example of obligatory duties. Do we get this system up? It is not talking about salat alone. Command them to observe salah when they become seven. Salat is just one example, the most important example. Otherwise, what it means is that at seven, let them be learning those things that are compulsory inside Islam at age seven. For example, salat. Is it clear to us? Why salat? Because salat is the most important thing we do from the deeds of our lives. Is it clear to us? So we make them observe salah at seven. At ten, we begin to beat them. We begin to separate their beds also at ten. فَكَذَلِكَ يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُعَلَّمُ. Likewise, it is very necessary that children should be taught مَا فَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ. Those things that Allah has made compulsory upon the children, upon the servants, upon the people, in code, without statements, wa'amali, or actions. There are some statements that are composed of like what? Like statements of tawheed. You must be offering tawheed. La ilaha illallah on your lips, on your mouth, Muhammad Rasulullah. These are composed. Other compulsory statements are those statements we observe in Salah, like Qira'atul Fatiha. It is from the Aqwal al-Wajiba. There are things that we will say and they are compulsory to say them. Do we understand? The Takbirat in Salah, they are compulsory too. So those are statements that are compulsory. And the actions that are also what? Compulsory. Qabla bulughihi, before they become mature. Teach your children these things before they become mature. لِيَأْتِي عَلَيْهِمِ الْبُلُوغُ, so that maturity comes upon them. وَقَدْ تَمَكَّنَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ, while those things would have taken a seat inside their hearts. By the time they become mature, they know Quran, they know Tawheed, they know Salat, they know Adab. Ikhwa, you know what that means? It means that our Risala as a book is a book that we should teach our children before they become mature. And the fourth chapter in our Risala is the one we want to read as elders at 45-50. We are supposed to have learned it before we become mature. Alhamdulillah, some of us had that opportunity. As kids, we learned Risala in Madaris. But how many people have such opportunities? Yeah? Children are supposed to learn Ar-Risala as children before Bulugh. Not just learn it. They are supposed to memorize it, go, so that those things are inside their hearts. And then by the time they become mature, they are already formed. You ask them, Ayn Allah, they know where Allah is. This summer, some elders are 50, they don't know where Allah is. Some 70-year-old Muslims, they don't know where Allah is. And they are worshipping Allah. They are worshipping the God, they don't know where He is. Muslims, from the aspects of issues of Iman, where is Allah? They say Allah is everywhere. How can Allah be everywhere? In the toilet where our sheets go to inside, is Allah there? They will say no. In the dustbin, is Allah there? Where is Allah? Sama. Ha'amintum ma'am. Allah is in both the heavens. So all these things the children will have known there. They will be in their hearts. That's one of the essence of memorizing books like Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya. Some children memorize it up to before Nikah. Some memorize it, finish Kitab al-Nikah. So it's in their heart, it's in their mind. I asked one boy, I said, hey, come, tell me about Nawafil. He said, which one? I said, Rawat, you say, hey, Arbaun, Kabla Zohr, Arbaun, Bada. You know what he's reading to me? He's reading Durar Bayyat. I said, hey, come, what are you doing? He laughed. He started laughing. He said, you are reading Durar Bayyat to me. If I conk your head, he said, ah. That's the easiest. I said, oh, you are laughing now. You like it, you enjoy it. So books like this, Risala, Durar Bayyat, children should memorize, should know it, should be in their minds. Likewise, books like Arbaun al-Nawawiyya, Umdatul Ahkam, should be in their minds before Bulugh. So by the time they mature, all these things are there. So they have a manhaj for life before maturity. They have a pattern for life. They just grow into this business. Their mates start asking them, how many people are loving you? Where did you start learning this? I know one boy at age 6, he had memorized Manzumatul Jazariya. How many stanzas is Jazariya? How many? Over 400. Before age 6. One of his teachers said, are you sure? The boy said, I can read it to you now. All those things are there. So when they become old, where's our path that we have? Abu Kasha. Hey, no. Let me ask you. He teaches that we eat. He'll be teaching Sifat. Oh, Maharij al-Huruf. As he teaches in the boy reading, Maharij al-Huruf is Sabaka. Al-Ladhi Yakhtaruhu Malikhtala. Al-Fulidhi Ukhta. At the time he memorized, he didn't know the meaning. But when he becomes old, he begins to say, I have asset with me. I asked only two young boys, can you teach somebody Nahu? He said, yes. I said, how will he teach you? He said, I have memorized Al-Ajurumiya. So what I'll do is, I'll just read every point in Ajurumiya, Al-Kalam, I'll read it from my head, and then I'll explain it to him. I said, after that, he said, I'll teach him Mulhatul Iram. Mulhatul Iram, but Al-Hariri, about 340 stanzas. I said, how will you teach it? He said, that one is in my head. I'll just be reading it and explaining it to him. How about when he becomes old, when he becomes age 20, if he continues upon that? How will it be? Wherever he is, there is knowledge there. This is how we should be thinking about bringing up children now, because the challenge tomorrow is going to be very tough, equal. That you will not have time to be going back to research. You will not have time to be checking the books. You yourself must be the data yourself. Somebody is telling that there's a hadith in Bukhari, saying no, that hadith does not occur in Bukhari. Because liars too are quoting Bukhari. Liars who are quoting Silsila to Sahiha. Somebody quoted one hadith and said, the day that Sheikh Al Albani authenticated the hadith, he made sujood. I said, where were you last time? It is true that Al Imam Al Albani verified the hadith. And he knows that that is what you need to hear to accept it to be true. But how about that when he finished, he went to make sajda? Do you know the book of Al Albani that it contains? You don't know. You don't have the book. So how do you know Albani made sujood, rahimahullah? What I'm saying there is that the people of innovation should be quoting our own sources to prove their innovations. They will be lying regarding our sources. So those sources need to be with us so that they can have their answers on the spot. This is our challenge now, Ikhwa. It's not just about memorizing Quran. Yesterday someone sent something to me, some boys who are memorizing Quran, they sat down, there was a video and someone said, oh, they are reading Quran. The matter, the challenge is beyond just, I have memorized Quran now. Beyond that, think of. What are the mutun you have in your mind? Do you know them very well? Apart from having memorized them, do you know them well? This is where we are going now. It is the imagined world. We hope that it will be better than our own times. The challenge is going to be tougher now. So let's teach children these things. A child should have memorized a risala before he become mature. So what are we doing? And a man at 50 is still carrying risala about. When the author wrote it, because a boy should have memorized it before he becomes mature. The man at 50 is still carrying risala about. And he's a holder of a PhD. Doctor. Someone was talking to us about a month ago. He said, I'm a doctor, I'm a PhD, I'm a scholar. I said, that is the difference between someone who studies the deen and someone who studies dunya. Do you think someone who studies the deen will say, I'm a scholar? Wallahi, he can't say that. Unless it's a jahil. Afa, so they say, afa, you mean? Oh, they saw any rope into what you don't know will be in your face. So you'll not be able to say that you know something. Somebody of these are our mates. One of our colleagues, he said, I'm a scholar, I'm a PhD holder, I'm a scholar. Huh? In what? You are a scholar in what? In what, Mr. Man? So I began to think, okay, this is the difference between the sciences of the deen and the matters of dunya. Ya lamuna zahira min al-hayati dunya wa hum an al-akhirati ghafilun. So they are easy to say, I'm a scholar, I'm a PhD holder, as a PhD holder, I'm talking. Try, what did you write as a PhD holder? Let some people think when they wrote something like that. May Allah protect all of us. So the deen should have been in the minds of our kids, in our own minds, before we became matured. At age 45, at age 50, at age 60, we are still battling with it. May Allah protect us. The Sheikh says, we should do all this. لِيَأْتِي عَلَيْهِمُ الْغُلُوبِ. So that maturity will come upon them. وَقَدْ تَمَكَّنَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ. When all these things that I wrote in our risala would have been established inside their hearts. وَسَكَنَتْ إِلَيْهِ أَنْفُسُهُمْ. Their hearts, their soul would have been at peace with it. They are not still backing. أَحْكَامُ الزَّكَاةِ. You know, in our risala, there are even fiqhul tijara. There is fiqhul tijara in our risala. Islamic rulings regarding trade and business transactions. A boy before Bulu, he already knows it. Zakawat, Zakatul Ibn, Zakatul Ghani. Al-Imam al-Shawkani discussed that in Ad-Durar al-Bahiyyah. Those who memorized Ad-Durar al-Bahiyyah, Kitab al-Zakat. Do you still remember those numbers? And what you give out, all of them are in Ar-Risala. That a boy should have known before Bulu. So he said, "Tamakkana dhalika fi qulubihim." That will be established in their hearts. Wasakanat ilayhi anfusuhum. And their soul, their mind would have been at peace with those things. Wa anisat bima ya'maluna bihi min dhalik jawarihuhum. And the ones that they act upon, their limbs will find ease with it. Why? They have been acting upon it for long. The way we observe Salah, sometimes when our non-Muslim friends see us, the way we sit down in Salah, what do they say? They say, hey, people are in Rabbi. They try to do it, they can't. The way we sit in Rabbi'an, our Buddha Rabbi'an like this. Many non-Muslims cannot sit down like this. To sit down, fold the two legs, they can't. Abu Mutmainna. They can't sit down like that. But why are we able to sit down like that? Because we have been sitting like that for a long time. Our limbs have become used to it. Look at our rukuk. Be back to the straight. Even those with back pains too, they will try to be sure that the back is straight. So our hearts will be at peace with these grace. Our limbs would have become used to those things. And you have a Muslim. At the time of Qulub, he has known everything that is compulsory for him as a Muslim. So what will he be doing? And let me say this. This is common with Northerners. All these Buhari, Babangida you are seeing, they left Risala. That's the difference between, yes, their own mate and our own. See our own Bola, did they learn Risala? Our Bola Tiwa, did they learn Risala? Our Muhammad Tiwali Awusawa call Risala. Our Ibrahim Tiwali Awusawa call Risala. I have a friend, he has retired, he retired as a major general. One day we went Hajj in Mina. Someone wanted to embarrass him. I really saved his embarrassment. Because he spoke, that person did something, he now criticized that. So it was time for Salah. Salah to Fajr. I was in Maghrib, Shia Maghrib of Fajr. That person said, you will leave the Salah. He said, me? That time he was a corner. He said, me? He said, yes. Me? He said, yes. Let's start. I came to Salah. That was the first thing that he said. I was there. I wasn't told. He said, I came to Salah. I make it come. He said it in Arabic. They made it come. You know where he started reading? One middle of Surah Al-Baqarah. وَتَبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَىٰ مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ وَمَا كَفَرَ. You know, they will think that when he finished that verse, he will stop. He read 4 pages in the first one. We need all of you, Lord. Even you who challenge that man, thinking that you want to disgrace him, you can't read 4 straight pages in Al-Baqarah. The second rakah, he read 2 pages in Al-Baqarah. When they made the scene, people started, Allah. Why? It was clear to everybody that they wanted to insult him with that salah. He now started saying, you know when I started memorizing Quran, because I'm wearing soldier clothes, you think I don't know anything about my religion. My father was a scholar. I learned a risala. He started saying, so everybody was quiet. The Yoruba businessman, I have a bachelor in accountancy. I'm trained this, that we have been discussing business before. All of them kept quiet because they didn't do any risala. Quite that Bagadadi was only killed him. In the north, most of these elders, they left all these books before they went and joined Amil, before they went and joined Nebio. They knew all these basic rulings. One of them was asking me one day, he said, Mr., this issue of the country, I don't understand, there's one issue there. You know what I started doing? I started recalling Abdullah Mubahiya on Zakat al-Ibn, the number, and what you need to remove. Because I know that's where it's going to. Did you hear what I said? If you don't know this religion very well, you can't be stars in front of a house of money. Oh, by that fat, that kill you, that, oh, this is a fat, what you are, how's that? The first thing the Hausa man will ask you is, Kadama Hadda. Who knows a little bit of Hausa? Where is my dunker's dinner? He didn't come today. He will ask you, Kadama Hadda, did you finish the Quran? Because the Hausa think that if you don't memorize Quran, not where are you, laugh back. He didn't understand that. Quran from Al-Baqarah to Al-Nas. If it's Al-Fatiha to Nas. If it's not in your head, don't say that you are a scholar. No, leave it, leave it. Leave it for others. Before they start asking you again, which books did you study? استودي ده رساله، استودي ده العشماوي عبيديه، رساله الافضل عشماوي عبيديه، رساله عند افضل رساله ويكتب مختصر الخليل that is going from a remote. These are the books of Madhab Imam Malik from one stage to the other. It is after every Muqtasar that you come to Muqtasar. Our man Ben Muqtasar. Look at the knowledge we have gathered. Most of these boys pushing, being selling, they read all these books at home, Ashmari, Ziyai, because they feel that you can't live your life as a human being without knowing these things. So they teach them before they go. So when they meet one about me, they were looking at it, this one is a fool. He doesn't know anything in Islam. Because what you call Lati Lewa, you how are you waiting? A for apple, B for ball, C for cards. The one that they taught me when I was a little young, but I still remember it today. A aeroplane, B bottle, C cigarette. Yeah, F of G goes HN L lambda. You know the person who taught me this one? Olowu Ogorio. He taught me ABC. Olowu Ogorio. Present one. You don't understand what I'm saying. We call him Sir Akinfala. The present Olowu Ogorio. He was a teacher when I was in Port Harcourt. He is my father's boy. I'm saying this in the public. Olowu Ogorio, present Olowu here. He used to follow our own parents. Our own parents were the young Baba Galata. Our number one Makekeke in Ghana. We will never forget him. He's the one, this voice is his voice. A, aeroplane, B, bottle, C, cigarette. Yeah, F for ego, H N, L lambda, T to the to Z. He taught us Lacombe. Lacombe primary formats. He will cut off your head into two. He will now put Lacombe inside. Oh, mama, sorry, I've been we call him Sir T today. If I see him today, I'll say Sir. Go no work, but we saw that now. He left Port Harcourt. He was working with the NMPC, KHRC, so about missing. Oh, no work, Ule. Don't understand what I'm saying. Hey, continue, sir. What are we saying? Those things we learn as children, they hardly go up our minds. Prabhupada, if it was Ashmawi, Izia, Risala that we were learning, that is how we play with it now. When did I do Muraja or A, I would play anybody? I still even remember the tone and the voice. فقد فرض الله سبحانه وتعالى على القلب عملا من الاعتقادات. Allah has made some things compulsory for the hearts. He has made some deeds, some good deeds compulsory for the hearts. وعلى الجوارح وعلى الجوارح الظاهرة عملا من الطاعات. Likewise, our limbs that we can see, the limbs that we cannot see, like our kulub. There are deep thoughts, there are beliefs that you should have. Our limbs too that we can see, there are actions that Allah has made compulsory upon them. وَسَوْفَصِّلُ لَكَ مَا شَرَطُ لَكَ ذِكْرُهُ بَابًا بَابًا. I will explain to you مَا شَرَطُ لَكَ ذِكْرُهُ. Those things that I have determined to mention to you, I will mention them to you and explain it. بَابًا بَابًا. Chapter by chapter. لِيَقْرُبَ مِنْ فَهْمِ مُتَعَلِّمِهِ إِنْشَاءَ. So that it will be easy for the understanding of those that will be learning them. إِنْشَاءَ تَعَالَى. وَإِيَّاهُ. And this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala نَسْتَخِيرُ is the one we ask goodness from. وَبِهِ نَسْتَعِيرُ. And it is upon him that we rely. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. There is no power nor might except by Allah, Al-Ali, the Most High. Allah is higher than all things. He is above all things. العظيم. He is mighty. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد نبيه. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon سيدنا our leader Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام نبيه, the prophet of his Allah سبحانه وآله. May this peace also be upon the family of the prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم وصحبه. May it be upon the companions of the prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Likewise, may blessings, much of it in multitudes, also be with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions and his household. Is this Muqaddimah clear? What are the major lessons in this Muqaddimah? He praised Allah at the beginning. It was clear that to write this book was a request from one of the teachers who requested him to write about these things, things that are compulsory, things that are sunan mu'akkada, and so on. And that the intention is that if I write it, it will be easy for you to understand religion as a little young boy from an early age. Because if from the very early age you learn these things, it will be good for you. You will grow up to know it. Your mind will find peace with it. Your limbs would have become used to it, and it would have been completely established inside your mind. So it would be easy for you to work with it. But even at that, all of this, I'll be depending upon the madhab of who? Al-Imam Malik, rahimahullah, in what I'm going to write down. And I beg Allah to make it useful for the children, to make it easy for them to know. These are the things that they should know before they become valuable, before they become matured people. May Allah forgive each and every one of us. If we don't learn these things before we became mature, will our children also grow and they don't know all these things? Okay, that's okay. To what you bought at age 50, 60, we started still learning risala or things like it. How about our own children? Will our children still, before bulugh, they will still be ignorant of these issues? May Allah forgive us. If we have amongst us in our own times brothers whose children will be becoming ignorant of these things, I'm sorry for them, but because that is not right at all, and they have not paid due attention to their own religion, not to say the religion of their children. Bismillah, will be going to the book proper from our next class. All we have just done today and in the previous classes are the introductory notes to the first chapter in Ar-Risala. The first chapter in Ar-Risala of Ibn Abi Zayd Al-Qayrawani is about what? Aqeedah. And that's what we believe. That is the Aqeedah upon the madhab of who? Al-Imam Malik, Ibn Anas Ibn Malik, Ibn Malik, Ibn Amir, rahimahullah. With a subtle difference in days and eventually in years between the Hijra and the Gregorian calendars, which calendar should we base our decisions on as regards enforcing salat and other ibadat? Very nice question. Inna iddat ash-shuhur inna Allah kam isna'asha. What Allah recognizes are 12 months fi kitabillah. They are like that in the writings of Allah, in the documentation of Allah. Yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard. Since when Allah created the heavens and the earth? Minha arba'atun hurum. From these 12 months, four of them are sacred. Sidhalika dinul qayyim. This is what I have explained, is the deen. The use of the calendar is part of the issues of the deen. Allah says, Dhalika dinul qayyim. Somebody was giving khutbah, he was saying, hey, Mubaduna, Lodun, our Muslimi, Anitiwa, our China, one it you want, our Christian, one it you want. Five. So, look, we are not, we need here. I was waiting. So, He could not say what he wanted to say. He wanted to say Bubu Adulado, but he was saying it. He couldn't say it. At the end of the khutbah, he said, And he's reading the verse. Inna iddatash shuhur. Allah says, Dhalika deenul qayyim. What I have mentioned regarding the months, that is the deen that is straight. Meaning that all other calendars are not what? They are not straight. What is straight with Allah is Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, to the end. That is what Allah recognizes. Inna deena inna Allah al-Islam. And Allah says, Dhalika deenul qayyim. When he talked about the calendars, whoa, too many. The person that I heard saying it in khutbah, he did not interpret that verse, that part of the verse, that these months of Islam, they are the, to keep to them is from the aspects of our deen. He didn't, they didn't translate that one. And the people with them, they don't know anything in personal. You know? That's why he must not remain ignorant. I felt so bad about Muslims being ignorant last Friday. They are reading the verse. What contradicts what you are reading in the verse is right in the verse, but they didn't translate it so you don't know it. People be starting Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They are telling you some. They are reading a verse. What shows that what they are saying is wrong is in that verse, and they did not interpret it, and you are shouting Allahu Akbar. They are taking you for a fool. So no Muslim should be ignorant of his religion or her religion. So what we should depend on in all of this, what is recognized with Allah, is those counting of the Sharia. Unfortunately, on the first of Hijrah, they will be the ones carrying Hidi again. They will carry mat. They want to go to Hidi again on first of Hijrah. When it comes on the day of Janus too, Ekwadu Janus, you first this. What's this? Did Allah not say that lakum dinukum waliyadin? When will we start saying this to people? May Allah protect us. So the counting that we should depend on is the counting of the Sharia. It's a counting that is recognized in the books of Allah. It's a counting that Allah refers to as a dinul qayyim, the deen that is straight. It's not scattered. It's not bent. It is straight. May Allah protect us. Alaykum salam. Ameen wa rahmatullah. I didn't come to class last Wednesday. And the Wednesday before. I just remember today. Ameen wa rahmatullah. The hadith is sahih. That man's the hadith is sahih. And Imam al-Albani greater the same. But to say that when Sheikh Baba Sheikh al-Albani gave him to one regard, this is sahih, and Oga Gashi said that to Shukru is a lie. Afikunle Asodun. Yorubas call that what? Asodun. Now, al-Albani rahimahullah is related to authentic. But to say that, oh, he now went to make sujood because of the importance of this hadith. He has no proof to say that. Allahu Akbar. Ameen wa antum. Now, Ameen wa antum. Ameen wa iyyakum. Now, you did what? Hadith regarding. Now, what? Slaughtering the ram for Akiko, the Akiko itself, slaughtering it. What is the explanation? Where it's not clear in it? The ahadith are many. Because that hadith is from the hadith of Samurai ibn Jundub. It occurs from the hadith of Hasan al-Basri. Was it sahih that Hasan al-Basri had hadith from Samurai ibn Jundub? It's a big issue. Did he hear this hadith of Akiko alone, or he had other ahadiths? Is this where you want us to explain? Where? The ruling of Akiko. Of a boy or girl that dies before the seventh day. It is in that hadith. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, kullu mawludin murtahinun or murtahanun. It's from riwaya rahinatun bi aqiqatihi yawma sabihi. Kullu mawlud. Every newborn. That's why ulama say, if you are sure that the boy is born or the girl is born, then is a boy already or is a girl already, is a newborn. So he is held in a bond. A rohan is if you borrow money from somebody, collateral. If you borrow money from somebody, he says, give me something to be sure that you come back and pay me my money. That is a rohan. So the child is held like that until you slaughter the ram. He is held in, this is the explanation of Al-Imam Ahmad regarding that hadith, that rahimahullah, that child is held like that until you slaughter that ram. When you slaughter that ram, he will free. And it mentioned it regarding Maulud. So if he dies before the seventh day, is he not Maulud? Is he not a newborn? Is he still a newborn, whether he died before the seventh day or not? Is he a Maulud? And then he is Murtahan. If he is Maulud, then he is under that bondage until he slaughtered the ram. Do you understand? You don't. Say what you don't understand. I mean what? And he's just telling you the day that you slaughter it. The slaughtering should take place on the seventh day. On the day he completes seven. Okay, I understand what you mean now. Because he wouldn't have completed seven. Because the seven is connected to him. Yawma sabi'i, on his seventh day. So the thinking is that if he does not complete seven, why do you slaughter for him? Because that is not his seventh day. He did not complete seven. Yes, that is why some of the ulama think that he will not be slaughtered for. The end of that hadith. They go to the end and say, Yawma sabi'i. But the issue is that whether he passed on or not, that is still his seventh day. That is still his seventh day, even if he passes away. Because what happens is that as a newborn, he comes under bondage. So he's under bondage until he dies. The essence of Yawma Sabi'i is the Zorfiya, the day that you do Tuzba, you cut the ram. So if he does not make seventh day, it does not mean that he's still not under bondage. Do you understand? If he does not make the seventh day, it does not mean that he's still not under bondage. He's still under bondage. He's been under bondage, he's only waiting for you. Yawma sabi'i, if he lives, he will be seventh on that day. So it will be on the seventh day after he was born. So if you don't slaughter, you say, oh, but he didn't live up the seventh day. The fact is that he's a newborn, and from the time that he was born, he's under bondage. His seventh day is telling us the seventh day after he was born, essentially, to make you know the day for the slaughter. It does not have to do with his freedom. if he slaughtered it after the seventh day, if he's alive, will he not be free on after that time? Will he not be free after that time? Right. If you slaughter it before the seventh day, he will not be free, because you are slaughtering it before the time that the Sharia speculates for you. The time that the Sharia stipulates for you. So slaughter it at the seventh day. This is his seventh day. This is the seventh day after his birth. But the fact remains that he is still under bondage until you free him. Allahu alam, this is what is clear to me on this issue. Ameen wa antum. Everybody went silent. Can we stop here today, inshallah? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanakallah wa hamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. آمين آمين. لا لا.